I'm Maureen Blasky, and this is Baba's Beach Podcast number 8. Now that you've had a chance to hear about Baba in her own words, I thought I'd fill out the picture a bit more for you. This podcast is adopted from the eulogy I was honored to give at her memorial. I met Baba on my first Harbor Day trip to Port Hardy. My future brother-in-law, Scott, on hearing we were stopping at Baba's for lunch, took great pains to tell me how Granny wouldn't like me because my hair was too short, and because I smoked, and I was too skinny. I think I have since managed to overcome most of those faults, but I doubt she ever took much notice of them, except for the smoking. Now, 12 years later, we are coming together like pieces of a quilt to say goodbye to this remarkable woman whose life has spanned nearly a century. The squares that would have been sown in her early days are faint to our eyes. Not many of the facts are known other than she was born on September 1, 1907, in Batev, Poland. Being born in Poland is not unusual for a good Ukrainian girl. That particular part of Europe has been fought over and farmed for thousands of years. In 1907, it just happened to fall on the Polish side of the border. Of her father, there is only a faded image of a man in a World War I uniform. He marched off to war when Baba was a child, and he never returned. Then there are a few sections of her life as an immigrant to Canada, meeting the man who whisked her off to the wilds of Vancouver Island, and life in a series of logging camps. There were too many camps to keep track of, and the only way to tell them apart is by the number of children playing in front of Pearl and Nicholas as they stand beside their tent. There is the house Nicholas built for his wife and family on the shores of Oyster Bay. It seems impossibly small for the task of raising 7 children, let alone the grandchildren and great-grandchildren, all in a house with just 1 bathroom. When Nicholas was killed in a logging accident, the burden of raising the family fell to her alone. I am humbled when I think of the strength and determination in that one woman to hold her family together. There were no government agencies then to provide a mother's helper. She relied on her children to take responsibilities within the household, and in so doing, she taught them to be independent, resourceful, and loving parents in their own right. But when I think of Baba, the picture I would add to the quilt is the view from her kitchen window. She sat there whenever she could, watching the ocean and the birds. Anyone driving by knew to honk and wave because she would be there waving back. If there was time for a visit, there was time for pierogi. If the visit was on a Sunday, you would be guaranteed of chicken soup with homemade noodles. If you stopped in for supper, there was a bed if it got late, and at least 1 muffin and maybe some cake before you could decently refuse any more and waddle to the side or back bedroom. Before my eldest could walk, she knew exactly where to crawl in Baba's house to find all the toys. The older and more chewed on the toy, the more likely Nicole was to drag it out and add dents of her own. All the children knew where to find the cookie tin in Baba's kitchen. If Baba wasn't sitting in the kitchen window, she would be out shooing the crows away from all her bird feeders, or she would be out in the back, tending to her garden. It got smaller each year, but the vegetables were always bountiful. The apple trees will continue to flower in the spring, and the wood will continue to drift up onto Baba's beach. Someone will be there to make sure the children cross the road safely, and that the path from the highway to the beach is kept clear. When we leave here today, we will take with us our own piece of this wonderful quilt, the gift of one small woman's life. It is the beginning of our own quilt, so that wherever we go, Baba will remain a part of our lives. Oyster Bay, where Nicholas built his house for Baba, is just south of Campbell River. It's the perfect place to stop, take a walk on the beach, and spend a few minutes with Baba. I'm Maureen Blasky, and this is Life on Baba's Beach. Thank you for listening to the Baba's Beach podcast. Please send comments to babasbeach@gmail.com and visit us at babasbeach.ca. That's babasbeach.ca. The music today was courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network. For show notes and links to the artists, please go to the Baba's Beach website, babasbeach.ca.